to this Sunday night live broadcast of InfoWars. I'm your host, Maria Z, and I'll be with you here for the next 2 hours. And let me tell you, we have a lot to cover on the New World Order front. I keep hearing about all of the wins that we're having against these people that are trying to destroy us. But in every single country, things are accelerating, including here in the United States. Tonight, I want to warn everyone about the advancements that we are making towards digital ID here in this country. The announcement that was just made by Christy Noem, about what's happening with the TSA. I've actually found the blueprint for that, and you are going to be shocked. You are going to be absolutely shocked at what they have planned. They are wanting you to get a digital ID to travel within the United States. Yes, you heard me correctly. So we'll be going through that report. We also have the ongoing, it seems, complete cover-up of the Epstein files. We're being told that a hoax is also a national security concern, so make it make sense. And there are so many things that are heating up all over the world. Every single country is going in this direction of digital ID. And let me tell you that once digital ID is in place, ladies and gentlemen, then every single other battle basically is lost. I'm not saying that we can't fight past that point, but I am saying that digital ID steals your free speech or your ability to think freely, move freely, speak freely. And so this, to me, is the number one battle in this country right now. I want to talk about an example out of LA later as well, how they actually previously defeated digital ID. And that's where LA 2.0 comes in. So I just thought of that. I will bring that up later on as well so that everyone understands just how sinister this is. I recently held a talk here in Texas about this with a local community because come the 1st of January, everyone in Texas is going to have to link their government ID in order to use apps, Google services. Thank you, team, for bringing that up. That's my X account there, ZEEE_media. Give it a follow. Everyone in Texas is going to have to link their government ID in order to use Apple and Google services. That is already legislation that has been passed. And now we have Apple introducing digital ID to present your ID in your Apple wallet. What is this? This is government mandated via private companies' digital ID. And I really think there should be a constitutional case for this. And that is pretty much one of my main concerns in my private life, apart from what I do on broadcasting, is getting people to understand this. And in the talk that I recently held here, I also, Representative Brian Harrison, a state representative of Texas, joined in on that talk to discuss this crazy legislation that's been passed in Texas. Now, I don't want people to think it's hopeless. We do actually have a plan, and I'm going to discuss that with you. But the same things are happening in Louisiana, in Utah, and on a federal level, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Republicans. In fact, Senator Mike Lee is trying to do this at a federal level. And it's all being done under the guise of protecting children. Well, let me tell you, that's how they did it in the UK. That's how they did it in Australia. And if anyone needs a reminder, 30 people a day are going to prison in the UK for their speech online. So this is absolutely shocking to see this happening in America and especially happening under this administration. But it will do us no good if we continue listening to the cheerleaders online who pretend that everything's fantastic while there are still very serious things going on. So that's what we're going to be covering tonight. We're also going to talk about the encroachment of AI data centers. President Trump is currently trying to, again, stop the states from being able to regulate AI. We're going to talk about what exactly that means and how it's already affecting communities in terms of energy prices, in terms of noise pollution, and all sorts of other impacts. We have wells, literally aquifers, drying up across the country. I mean, this is very, very serious. So we'll be discussing all of that tonight. Quick reminder to everyone, again, you can follow me at ZEEE_media on X or ZEEE_media on Rumble. Make sure to continue supporting this amazing free speech platform, InfoWars, where we have the ability to warn the people about these things that are coming down the pipeline. And we will see you right after this short break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Loaded 2 hours for you, and I'm asking everyone right now, if you are watching this live, whether it be on infowars.com/show or on X, share this broadcast now, because every single American needs to understand this. I am literally sending out an SOS call right now. This is so important. I feel like people have forgotten what the New World Order actually is. I feel like over the past year or so, since the last election cycle, people have forgotten what is it exactly that the New World Order is. So let's define the New World Order. And I'm not necessarily talking about this audience. I know that you're all very switched on. But the masses who were starting to wake up to the control systems have seemed to have lost sight of what this endgame really is. And so we're going to talk about that endgame. What is the New World Order? The New World Order is a secretive plot that has been in place for decades, if not hundreds of years, to get us to the point. Well, actually, in reality, it's been in place for thousands of years. But let's just talk about on the physical level, not on the spiritual, to get us to the point where there is a one world government operated through technocracy. A digital currency with no other option of using anything else, digital ID that is linked to your digital currency, systems all run by AI in order to get us to the point of the mark of the beast, where you cannot buy or sell unless you are marked. Now, whether you are a Christian or not, and whether you believe in that theology or not, the important thing is for people to understand is that they do. Those that are orchestrating this definitely 100% are Satanists that want to get us to the point where we cannot buy or sell unless we have the mark of their god, Satan. Understand, this is absolutely their theology. This is the theology of those that run the world. In the last segment, Alex was just talking about all of the different power structures and the Rothschilds and the bankers, whoever they are. And there are many factions and facets to this, of course. Whoever they are, that is their goal. Those at the very top. And then those at the very top trickle down this agenda through a complex spider web of NGOs and other organizations that have been indoctrinated through compartmentalization so that they don't know what they are really working towards, whether it be through a liberalism mindset, whether it be through, humanitarian efforts, whatever the case may be. At the very top of these power structures is those who are trying to achieve the goal of the mark of the beast. So let's make that very, very clear, and let's remember what the New World Order actually is about. This one world government run by, and there may be, heads of state or what appears to be heads of state still in place as they roll this out, but really their god is AI, and their power structure is run by AI, and we see an alarming acceleration to this. I just saw before that the Department of Government Efficiency no longer exists per Reuters. It's been disbanded. It's not important anymore. We don't need that anymore. What was it all about? Well, it was proven at the time of the establishment of DOGE that there were back doors being opened for Palantir, which then went in and linked all of the government systems with AI. And we started seeing that people in HHS were stepping down and people were saying, oh, we're taking down the deep state. And then in comes this Palantir guy to run stuff. Well, no. So what we're doing is we are embedding private corporations that are all about building this surveillance state that is the beast system, merging those with the government, incorporating them into government, private-public partnerships. And this is how digital ID is going to be achieved in America if people don't wake up to this agenda very, very soon. Apple, for example, and we'll talk about this more in a moment, Apple is rolling out digital ID in America. Well, that is because all of these companies, Silicon Valley and big tech and everything, are in very close relationships with the government. And that is the case of any administration. It's just what agenda are they achieving through their close relationships with the administration. Under the Biden administration, it was violating for Americans' First Amendment rights. That's not happening as much anymore, but we are getting digital ID now. So it is the same as what we saw during COVID, where governments enforce mandates through private companies. And this isn't an attack on any one person or party, because I am well and truly fed up with the left versus right paradigm. I really think that just saying, oh, look what the left is doing and look what the right is doing, I really think that that is a conversation for Fox News and not a conversation that people that understand or are trying to understand what's really going on in this world are supposed to be having anymore. Because it's clear to us that no matter who's in power, this agenda continues to advance. And that is certainly the case right now as we speak. And then we have these social media influencers who either come out of the intelligence agencies or they're co-opted, and even some independent media, whether on purpose or they're just getting on board with what's popular or what pays on X or YouTube or whatever the case may be, parroting these talking points that keep people in a sense of keep them feeling like they're still secure, like they're going to be okay when all of these things are happening in the background. And then generally, by the time people realize it's too late, before you know it, come 1st of January, you have to add your government ID in order to use what? Apple services? Yes, that's the case in Texas, of all places, a Republican state. And let me tell you, this tweet really, really grinded my gears earlier today. Crew, if you can bring up the tweet from Wall Street Apes. I have nothing against Wall Street Apes. I just found this tweet to be very annoying. Wall Street Apes says, here we go. Democrats are leading the way to adopting a digital ID. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias. Now, for the first time ever, Illinoisans will be able to add their driver's license or state ID. You know what? I'm not going to even read it all out. Just have a listen to the video, crew, if you can play the video. The video from that post, sorry, guys, the video that Wall Street Apes posted there. If you're able to play that, if not, that's no problem. I can just read the text. Maybe I'll just read it for you all. So the tweet says, now for the first time ever, Illinoisans will be able to add their driver's license or state ID directly to their Apple wallet. Starting tomorrow, you'll be able to use your mobile ID at O'Hare, Midway, and Lambert airports and at over 250 airports nationwide. We're also working with stadiums, restaurants, and retailers across the state to expand the number of businesses and venues accepting mobile ID in the coming months. This will soon go beyond Apple wallet to include Google and Samsung wallets so that every Illinoisan with a smartphone can benefit from this breakthrough regardless of their device. Okay, so the part that really bugged me about this is, here we go, Democrats are leading the way to adopting digital ID. No, sweetie, it's not Democrats. It's Republicans. It's Democrats. This left versus right or left and right paradigm really does not matter when it comes to this bipartisan agenda of getting every single American linked to a digital ID. I can promise you that. And I will prove it to you because Louisiana's doing it, because Utah's doing it, because Texas is doing it. They're all doing it. And so it's time for people, and they've been doing it for months, by the way. So it's time for really people to really snap out of this. Oh, the Democrats are the only evil ones. What happened to rhinos? I don't hear people talking about fake Republicans anymore, because all it takes apparently is for President Trump to say Lindsey Graham's great and we stop talking about what an absolute Republican in name only he is, the fact that he's a war hawk. I'm not saying people don't criticize him. I'm just saying we have people who are very damaging to the American people in the Republican Party, but what of those people? So the fight is certainly not just against Democrats, and believe me, I'm not a fan. This is a bipartisan effort. And crew, if you can bring up the reclaimthenet.org article that says Google and Apple to enforce age verification in Texas starting in 2026. That is the article from Reclaim the Net. And it says, tech giants Apple and Google have confirmed they will comply with Texas's newly passed age verification law, but both companies warn that doing so will come at the cost of user privacy. They're worried about user privacy, you see. The legislation known as SB 2420 is already scheduled to take effect on January 1st, 2026. It says that under this law, app marketplaces and developers will be required to implement strict age assurance mechanisms that, according to Apple, will force the collection of personal data even for basic app downloads. So Apple has even stated in their developer update that beginning January 1st, 2026, the new state law in Texas introduces age assurance requirements for app marketplaces and developers. So I want people to understand a few of these different terms that you're going to keep hearing over the coming months. You're going to hear about age assurance. You're going to hear about age verification. You're going to hear about what is the other word that they use? I can't remember it now. But age assurance, age verification are all ways of getting us to the point of digital ID. Now, this bill was introduced under the pretense of needing to protect children online from social media harms. That is literally what Australia did 6 months before they said, oh, actually, it's digital ID. Whoopsies. December of last year in Australia, they said, we need to protect teenagers from the harms of social media. So now no one can use any social media unless they're 16 or over. And people at the time said, what do you mean? How are we going to prove that we're 16 or over? That means every single adult will have to link their ID to their online usage in order to prove that they are 16 years or older. And this sounds a lot like you're going to use digital ID to do this. And they said, you're a conspiracy theorist, racist, Nazi, homophobe, whatever else, other slurs they used at the time. And then come July this year, so just less than 7 months later, they're saying, well, yes, digital ID will be used for age verification. Of course, of course. This is how quickly it happens. It happened in 6 months in Australia. And if you think it won't happen here, well, Apple just rolled out digital ID countrywide. So what makes us think it's not going to happen here? Republicans are going to protect us? Isn't Greg Abbott a Republican? Do you know that every single Republican voted yes to that legislation except one? Representative Brian Harrison, do you know that? Every single Republican voted yes to that. We have to protect the kids online. This is how they always do it. The UK did the same thing. And then the UK went even faster. They said, oh, well, look, they got away with this in Australia. Let's go for the jugular. Hey, we're bringing in digital ID. And if you don't get one, you're not going to be allowed to work. because we have this mass immigration crisis, you see, and we have to deal with this mass immigration crisis. And isn't that just reminiscent of what Kristi Noem just said when she said that we need to improve TSA security? We're investing $1 billion so that we can make Americans safer when they fly by collecting their biometrics. I understand that there's an AI arms race. I really do. But why does implementing digital ID in America, why is that required to beat China in the AI arms race? Maybe it's that they created the AI arms race because AI was the always planned technology to achieve the beast system in order to fast track all of these things, to make us think that we're in an AI arms race, to make us think that we want to win and be number one. So we have to beat those guys. Meanwhile, a social credit system and digital ID is being rolled out and every single person has to suffer for it. I will ask again, why does beating China in the AI arms race mean that Americans have to get a digital ID? What has that got to do with beating anyone in an AI arms race? There are plenty of uses of AI. Why is it being used to roll out digital ID? I don't know. I'll let you guys make your minds up around that. But that's not the only thing that's happening. The state of Louisiana, and crew, if you can bring up that other article from Reclaim the Net, Louisiana's war on Roblox turns into a digital ID crusade. So this is the other thing, the other angle that they're using right now, where there's an issue with Roblox. There has been for many, many years. And Roblox has been allowed for, my understanding is, over a decade of these allegations of it's the other article, crew. It's the Louisiana lawsuit. Oh, maybe you don't have that one. My apologies. Okay, so I'll just give you guys a brief overview. Roblox has for many, many years had a problem with predators, child predators on their platforms. And some of the stuff that's been discovered of late especially has been really egregious. But what I want to say is that it's actually not new. It's been going on for a very long time. So what they do is they allow these companies to continue with this disgusting behavior for years on end. They build the digital ID infrastructure, and then they say, oh my gosh, we need to sue Roblox, and we need to protect the children. Here's this solution we prepared earlier. It's called age verification, aka digital ID. This is what's happening. And so this is actually Louisiana. They are seizing on growing public anger over safety concerns within Roblox to advance calls for mandatory age verification across all digital platforms. Attorney General Liz Murrell, a Republican, filed a lawsuit Thursday targeting the massively popular online gaming site, accusing it of fostering conditions that allow child predators to operate with little resistance. I don't disagree that there are certainly accusations that have been made against Roblox, but I disagree that this is somehow a new problem. This has been going on for years. My question is, why has no one done this for all these years? Why are we only doing something about it now that we have digital ID ready to go as a solution? And mind you, Roblox is talking about actually collecting, you know, they're saying, well, you know what, we're just so very sorry about, you know, all of this. We're going to take precautions. We're going to collect everyone's biometrics to make sure that we're keeping children safe online. Oh, is that so? Is that so? How convenient that you have that very lovely solution there for everyone at the time that all of a sudden people are conveniently putting pressure on you. This is happening in multiple states, ladies and gentlemen. It is very, very alarming. And if the crew can bring up the Mike Lee article, Lee introduces bill to protect children online and hold app stores accountable. This is from lee.senate.gov. This is back from May of this year. And it says that Senator Mike Lee introduced the App Store Accountability Act today, a bill providing parents with tools to protect their children from harmful content on mobile apps. And Representative John James introduced the companion bill in the House of Reps. So here's what Senator Lee says. For too long, big tech has profited from app stores through which children in America and across the world access violent and sexual material while risking contact from online predators. Our legislation brings age verification and accountability to the source of the problem. I'm not actually sure about this question, but I wonder if someone can drop a comment. I've posted this live stream on my X account. If you can drop a comment and let me know how Senator Mike Lee has voted in the past, or has he said things about Epstein specifically? Has he wanted those files released? Has he advocated for those files being released? I'm interested. I'm not saying yes or no either way. I'm just wondering if he's so passionate about protecting children from predators, what has he previously done about getting those Epstein files out? And I'm not assuming his intent. Certainly, I don't know what his intentions are. Maybe he really thinks that this is going to protect children. But I'm here to tell him and everyone that what this does is force every single adult to identify themselves to use the internet eventually, because that's the blueprint. That is what is happening in Australia come next month. Australians won't even be able to likely conduct a Google search, a simple Google search, without linking their ID to their online activity, because protect the children, guys. And these extremely effective agencies just can't seem to take down pedophile rings online. They have AI to turn up to a pregnant mother's house who is complaining about lockdowns. They have the AI to classify mothers talking at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. But the AI is just not very good at taking down child predators online. And it just seems like a lot of people in government aren't really that interested as well in exposing the biggest pedophile ring known to us in history, that being Epstein. So I think it's really interesting that we have all of these people suddenly concerned about safety of children online, when I haven't really seen that many efforts from these types of lawmakers. And I'm not talking about Mike Lee specifically. Again, I don't know what his record is on that. Please do let me know in the comments. But we don't have a lot of concerted effort to stop pedophiles in general from these lawmakers. Lots of effort to get everyone on a digital ID, though. I do have the blueprint for the TSA announcement from Kristi Noem. I will be taking you through that. It's terrifying. It basically says that the plan is that every single person will have a digital ID in order to travel. That's what it is. And people will say, well, the government can't make me do that. No, they can't. But the private companies, and privatizing the TSA and making Apple the one that gets your digital ID, that's allowed. There was a lawsuit some time ago that was, I believe, Children's Health Defense actually had a victory there in California, and it was actually LA. And they ruled that because LA was trying to implement sort of smart city full surveillance measures by the next Olympics, and the court actually ruled that that was unconstitutional. They couldn't create a digital ID. They couldn't create, you know, limit people's travel and all of this sort of stuff. And the interesting thing is that then that place was set on fire, and now they're calling it LA 2.0. So I wonder whether that court ruling actually applies to LA 2.0, or whether it only applied to the first LA before it was purposely set on fire. I don't know. I'm not sure. It would be interesting to hear from those who won that lawsuit as to whether it still applies to 2.0. Would they go so far as to absolutely destroy a place? Look, it's multifaceted, but would they go so far as to absolutely destroy a place in order to later on bring digital ID? Oh, yes, they would. Because everything inside this agenda hinges on digital ID. They cannot achieve it without it. They cannot achieve the point where you can't buy or sell unless you're locked into their system without digital ID. It is mandatory. This is why Bill Gates is pushing it. This is why the WEF pushes it. And no, they are not irrelevant. Bill Gates is still frequently at the White House dining with President Trump. Larry Fink is co-chair of the WEF. You don't go and co-chair an organization that's irrelevant. So these things still matter. After the break, we'll continue with this theme. I want to show you what's happening with the data centers. Don't go anywhere. Share this broadcast right now.
I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on. Where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product that has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a loss leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Alex Jones Network. We've got all these new systems, thanks to your support, that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at thealexjonesstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on the air, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. Again, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there and be the news director, and we're going to continue on, and they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we could give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates. You share them everywhere. You take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money, so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high quality food at reasonable prices, so you want to come back. There's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the ultramethylene blue or the sea moss or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars for 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWars has existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this, the other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com, and God bless you all.
Welcome back, everyone, to Sunday Night Live. I'm your host, Maria Z. As we were on a short break there, someone dropped a comment in my ex post sharing this broadcast to another type of bill from Arizona. This is a Republican that introduced this. Now, I want to be clear. There is a distinction between, say, when they say you need to identify yourself to view pornography. A lot of people, I'm sure, would agree that children should not be able to use pornography. This particular bill is HB 2112, and it's internet pornography minors age verification. Okay, so they are saying that they are mandating age verification for online access to sexual material that is harmful to minors or pornography. Now, I just want to be clear off the bat, I don't think pornography should be legal anyway. That ruling that it's, you know, somehow constitutionally protected free speech, I think that it is a degenerate behavior, and I think that that ruling was a farce, I'll be honest with you. But nonetheless, it's like violence. It is like legalizing violence. It's okay that we are turning or legalizing drug use. It's fine that we're turning our country into a generation of degenerates. Yes, that's constitutionally protected. I think an argument can be made against that, and I think, you know, conservatives should. But the point of this particular bill is that it says that said entities, meaning those who distribute material on a website like pornography, direct said entities to verify age by requiring users to either provide digital identification or utilize a commercial age verification system that may use either government-issued identification or transactional data. It is a slippery slope when we start saying people need their digital ID for X, Y, Z. And when these bills come in where we agree that, okay, we should use digital ID for this, then the argument, the floodgates open and we start being allowed to use it for all sorts of other things. And again, when are these people really interested in taking child exploitation, sexual exploitation material off the internet? I don't think they are, clearly, because Meta is allowed to operate and, you know, be Mark Zuckerberg gets to go on his redemption tours and attend White House dinners. And Meta is one of the biggest culprits of child harm. So are they actually interested in it, or is this actually just about building technocracy? I would say it's the latter. Now, I want to show you Apple. You would have all seen this by now, but this is from apple.com. Apple introduces digital ID, a new way to create and present an ID in Apple Wallet. Now, they say digital ID offers a secure and private way for users to create an ID in Apple Wallet using information from their US passport and present their ID with iPhone or Apple Watch. And so they are saying that presented with the security and privacy of iPhone or Apple Watch, is very secure and private when you have backdoors to foreign governments and all sorts of stuff in there. There is nothing secure or private. Even Signal's not secure and private. We know from Tucker that the NSA hacked his Signal, for goodness sakes. So nothing is really secure and private. And not to mention all of the alarming doors that this opens up, because of course companies will be bidding for ID verification services, and a lot of those companies will be dealing with China or other countries like it, who certainly don't have the best interests of their adversaries at heart. So why would we allow companies like that to be collecting data about citizens from another country? Authentix, which X was using, I don't know if they still are. Authentix is an Israeli company. Why are we letting any foreign country identify American citizens or citizens of any country that don't belong to that country? This opens up serious problems with people stealing your identity, and maybe even then AI coming in to the mix, creating deepfakes, using your identity. I mean, it is a complete privacy nightmare. So you can come at it from that angle, but I'm looking at it at the broader view where you are going to be limited in everything that you do through this digital ID. And I just cannot fathom why more people in this country in particular are not screaming about this. If Kamala Harris was president doing this, conservatives would be screaming from the rooftops. They would not have a single part in it. And I'm not saying that no one's talking about this. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that people aren't interested in this issue. But the problem is, like I mentioned before, that you have social media influencers that have basically turned into the MSM with their pom-poms talking about how great everything is while the digital prison is being built around them. Oh, this person's based. Really? Because they just brought in digital ID. Are they still based? Do you people even understand what the New World Order is? Do we need to go back to just the OGs of people who really understand the New World Order and drown out all the other noise? It's almost impossible because of the way that the algorithms are feeding people irrelevant nonsense these days. I don't blame people for not being fully informed, because it's just such a flood of information all of the time. You don't know where to start. It makes me very angry. It makes me very angry because the whole world looks to America as the pillar of freedom, the best constitution, the best Bill of Rights in the entire world. And this is happening under Americans' noses, who are beautiful, trustworthy people and are frequently taken advantage of because of those two traits. Something that MTG recently echoed when she announced her resignation and said, there is no 4D chess plan. No one's coming to save you. I don't know if you saw, General Mike Flynn posted that today. He said the same thing. He said, word for word, he said, there is no 5D crew. If you want to find that tweet, it's on my ex profile, just a few posts down. He said, there is no 5D chess being played. Everyone needs to understand that. What you see is what you get. And he actually said that in response to a photo that was posted of President Trump cozying up with Albert Bourla and Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and Mamdani. You know, I think about the energy that was spent months and months. And I'm not saying that President Trump doesn't have a strategic reason for aligning with Mamdani, whatever his reasons are. But just think about the months and months and months that were spent. People's energy reporting on this guy. Conservative media. We have an Islamist radical socialist. He's crazy. He's going to take over New York. It's going to be nuts. And everyone needs to get on this and spend several months of their time and energy and attention on this. All for this guy to end up in the White House being told, and the American people being told, I agree with him on some things. Again, I understand the strategy behind this. I'm talking about the wasted energy that happens on these things while things like digital ID are advancing. My hope is to get people to focus on the things that matter again in this broadcast. So I want to show you some of these advancements when it comes to data centers. Truthout.org. Crew, if you can bring that article up. It says data centers devour electricity. Private equity is buying utilities to cash in. So the seizure of public utilities for the sake of profit may lead to a disaster for consumers and the planet, of course. In paragraph 3 of that article, or it actually starts off by saying that ratepayers across the US are facing rising electric bills, a trend that could be turbocharged by Wall Street's growing effort to capture the electric utilities we depend on. It talks about how Alette was purchased by BlackRock, set to become Alette's majority stakeholders, and the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board. Alette owns Minnesota Power, the main electric utility in northern Minnesota. The approval came against significant community opposition, so it doesn't matter what the people want. And as Truthout previously reported, an administrative law judge's report that strongly recommended against the deal. So the community doesn't want it, an administrative judge doesn't want it, and yet they just go ahead and do it anyway. And it says that with the acquisition, BlackRock is going to turn Alette from a publicly traded company into a private one. Moreover, BlackRock is now gunning for utility giant AES, which has utilities in Ohio and Indiana, along with other extensive U.S. and international operations, while another private equity titan, Blackstone, is seeking approval to acquire TXNM Energy, or TXNM Energy, rather, with hundreds of thousands of customers in New Mexico and Texas. Private equity's escalating run on utilities is largely driven by the boom in data centers. Crew, if you can bring up photo 4 from the files I sent through,
Number four, it shows the electricity prices, and it is absolutely staggering. It is absolutely staggering how much electricity prices are going up, and this is all being driven by data centers. Look at this. Growing data center demand is contributing to an increase in electricity prices of 5.8 year on YOY, more than double the overall CPI increase of 2.7%. What is that? That is growing data center demand. So as they tell us that this AI race has to be won, we have to beat China in AI. Why does that mean that BlackRock has to buy all these power companies for data centers? Again, if the argument is this, why does beating China in the AI race mean that power companies have to go to BlackRock and Americans have to get a digital ID? It doesn't, is the answer. You can do nuclear energy. You can also build data centers in places that aren't Abilene, Texas, which already has water restrictions, has already had articles published about how maybe we need to shower less. Maybe don't build a data center there where people are already under very strict water restrictions, but do you know what they do? After a data center was approved there, they put out an article saying, guys, no, don't worry about the water restrictions anymore. Everything's fine, so that they can quell the public's dissatisfaction with the decision. We have another video here, which we want to show you all. It's video two, Meta building data centers in communities. Take a look at video two.
I grew up here, and I wanted my kids to be able to do the same. And we welcome Meta, which opened a data center in our town.
We were behind an 18-wheeler once, and it backed up, and we almost got killed. My AI had to go mouth those people out. She'll say, Meta's stupid. She just doesn't like it, and I don't like it. We've been there for, like, since I was alive, and Puppet was alive, so I don't really like that we're going to have to move.
We went to Holly Ridge, Louisiana, where Meta's new Manhattan-sized data center is being built. Meta's new ads claim these communities welcome data centers, but residents painted a very different picture.
We have no voting on it, no community meetings, no nothing. It was done all under the table, and when it was said and done, there was nothing nobody could do.
You're planning to leave?
I've been here 81 years, and I can't stay here with nobody I can talk to.
My mom has been out here all her life, 82 years. She's really not happy about it, but does want to leave too.
Do you think they care about the people that live here?
No, I sure don't.
Residents emphasize the increased traffic violence from Meta's trucks. I dug through police reports and found a 600% increase in vehicle crashes on the roads surrounding Meta's construction site in the last 9 months.
The playground at the front of the school, they're not letting y'all play on that, right?
No. Meta trucks don't watch out. If they try to stop, they will direct into the gate, and that's why they're saying we shouldn't go out there and all that, because there's too many wrecks and Meta trucks and they could crash. I really love that playground.
Do you wish you could play there?
Yes.
Residents also shared their distrust in the quality of their water and the lack of support from elected officials to address it.
My neighbor was washing my clothes and messed up a whole load of whites because it come out stained from that brown water.
Do you feel like it's safe to drink?
No, I buy water.
Have you heard anything about them addressing that? Are they?
No, no.
Have you gotten any information about the project at all from anybody?
None at all, except on the internet and on my Facebook.
How does this change what it's like to live here?
Oh, I'm just totally different. I mean, who wants to live like this? You know?
Nobody. Nobody wants to live like that. That's great reporting from More Perfect Union. They're doing a really good job at exposing a lot of stuff going on with AI, like AI chatbots telling kids to kill themselves and really many other horrific things. But who wants to live like that? Nobody wants to live with brown water coming out of your taps, living there your whole life, 82 years old and feeling like you need to move out of an area now because Meta needs it for a data center, guys. The data center that's going to make sure that it's got the power to track your digital ID everywhere you go. The children are being told it's not really safe to play outside anymore because one of these reckless trucks that's probably a H-1B driver may kill you as you're playing. and Meta gets precedent. How has anything with big tech changed? How is anything, how is anyone reining this in? President Trump spoke about a digital bill of rights during the campaign trail. He was talking about creating this digital bill of rights where citizens had, where that bill of rights extended to the digital community, and we would make sure that there weren't things like shadow banning, and that stuff's all still going on. And it doesn't matter how much people are screaming about this. And I saw a poll of just how many Americans are not in favor of these data centers, but they're doing it anyway. In fact, they are now going to the extent of granting these companies the contracts without the residents knowing about it. So because when they open these community meetings and they invite the community to come and give their thoughts on all of this, they complain, it stalls their plans. So now they're just doing it in secret. And there is, they're doing it with non-disclosure agreements. And I have another clip for you. It's 3 minutes long, but every single person needs to see this. So please watch it until the end. This is 440 acres of farmland in Missouri that's being taken over for a data center. Residents are completely outraged because the government kept the whole thing a secret with non-disclosure agreements. Crew, if you can roll that clip from Wall Street Apes, please.
I'm in St. Charles, Missouri, where a massive data center project is being proposed on a 440-acre piece of farmland. Residents here are outraged about what this could mean for their water, their electricity rates. And the biggest thing is it's been kept a secret because of a non-disclosure agreement.
These are residents who live within just a few feet. Some of them who live right on the edge here got this letter from the city letting them know that a data center could be built right across the street.
We're over 500 feet away from the nearest residents. Everybody always wants larger buffers, but it's a significant buffer at this time.
Do you think a data center here could make the water quality issues worse?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh,
you think you should be able to vote on this?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
But can you vote on it?
No. No.
It's up to our councilman.
And what are you hearing from them?
Nothing.
There's an NDA in place. So it's hush hush.
Which one of you lives the closest to the proposed site?
We do.
Park is the one with the blue truck is at.
Wow, so you are the closest. Did you have any idea that this was coming?
No.
2 weeks ago.
Until I found the memo on my front porch.
So I've never been involved in a large project that anyone doesn't feel is rushed in some form or fashion, right? Change is hard.
There is a town hall where residents are getting to go up and ask questions of the developers behind this data center project. And you can see all the people trying to get information from these tables, but there's no way they can hear because there's too many people. There's no microphones.
I'm really disappointed tonight. This is really an inappropriate place to get any answers. Just walk around to different booths. One person's asking a question, you can't hear the question, you can't hear the answer, then that person moves aside, another person takes their place. Half the time the answer is, I don't know that at this table, you need to go to talk to people at a different table. This is just a dog and pony show.
I can't even ask anybody, you know, there's just so many people here. It's so frustrating.
The city council is who the vote's going to be on the 19th. The 10 people are going to make the decision on something this huge, something this absurd going into our community, which potentially could ruin the water source for St. Charles. This isn't something for 10 people to decide. We need to get them to vote on just shutting this down.
President Trump can move into this area
tonight, today.
You're ready to sell.
To him, if he's willing to live here full-time, make this is a full-time home instead of Mar-a-Lago. Okay, hell, I can go to Mar-a-Lago and I don't have to worry about anything.
There's probably not going to be a data center right there.
Yeah, for sure.
The city council members will vote up or down on this project on Tuesday, August 19th. So continue to follow our coverage on More Perfect Union to see what happens next.
I highly recommend giving More Perfect Union a follow on X. They are really doing tremendous work bringing these stories of real American people to life, light, people who work their entire lives to build these communities, to have these wonderful, you know, communities where they all get along. They've all shared growing old there together. and even younger families as well. And they are just being ravaged by these data centers. And it's not just the hum that you have to put up with, so the noise pollution. It's what's happening to their water. There's More Perfect Union doing a fantastic job. Really, really encourage people to follow them. And I just certainly don't agree with absolutely every single one of their views, but on the AI front, they are doing a great job. Communities that are just being ignored, where the government is now saying, we'll just do non-disclosure agreements with these private companies so that they can't complain. Just railroading the people. How is this any different to anything that we have seen the New World Order doing over the past few years? Completely overtaking people's will, ignoring what they want for them and their families, dirty water. There's an entire aquifer that's being drained in Arizona by these data centers right now. So people are literally, their wells are empty. They're reporting there is no water in their wells. How much does it cost to dig a well today? I know in Texas, some people have been taught for a brand new well, you can expect to spend about $40,000 on digging a new well. So you and your family, you work hard, you finally get a property. Maybe you have to spend that $40,000 to dig a new well. You love this place. It's a good community. You moved out further from the city in order to get away from the hustle and bustle. And then Meta or Google or Amazon or one of these freak shows that are imposing this on people move in, and suddenly your well, your water supply that you paid so much money to not be dependent on city water for, so that you can be self-sufficient, so that you don't have to worry about food, water shortages, whatever the case may be. Everyone's interested in self-sufficiency these days, and rightfully so. We can't depend on the government for a damn thing. You do all of this so that one of these predators can come into your community and drain your well, or turn your water brown? And why don't they, let me ask you something. Why don't they build next to the ocean and use desalination processes for their cooling? Why do they go and build in the middle of rural communities and deserts and ravage these communities this way? Why don't they build next to oceans? And it's certainly not the taxpayer's problem that you can't figure out a way to cool your systems. But Sam Altman, and we'll come back with that clip after the upcoming break, Sam Altman is talking about the fact that this is going to soon be classified as critical infrastructure. So I guess the taxpayer's probably going to be funding that eventually too. The taxpayer's going to be funding AI data centers eventually, so that Sam Altman can keep making AIs that, or Sam Altman or whoever, all of these AI chatbots can keep making AIs that tell kids to kill themselves. There are current lawsuits against OpenAI for this. I mean, this is like a dystopian nightmare. And the fact that we are not screaming about this really boggles my mind. Maybe because people haven't felt the effects yet, but I can tell you the people in those videos, as you saw, are feeling those effects. That man said, I'll swap with President Trump. I'll go live in Mar-a-Lago. He can come live here. Because there's no data center going up in Mar-a-Lago, that's for sure. No, they're going to these rural communities. Who is giving them this approval to go to these rural communities and devastate them like this? And mind you, now the federal government wants to stop states from regulating this in any way whatsoever. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the blueprint for travel mandating digital ID so that Americans can travel right after this upcoming break. Ladies and gentlemen, please continue to support InfoWars and make sure to share their broadcasts. Support them by purchasing items from their store. Keep this amazing free speech platform on the air because we need it now more than ever. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the link you need to visit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big. But I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. And back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app, your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.